us now. We might have lost our way, but we're finding our way because love is the answer. And you're listening to Spiritually Speaking with Sarah all across the nation, right here on the Oldies Station. And we're welcoming your phone calls at 866-972-7247. Now, I really would love to see you next Wednesday night at the Expedito Enlightenment Center. Go to sarahspiritual.com. We're having a live show. Would you love to have a question answered live? I would love to meet you. Go to sarahspiritual.com and register for our live event, our 16-year anniversary. I would love to have you be a part of our audience and be eligible to win some of our fabulous prizes. We've got fabulous gift cards. We've got gift cards to the center. We've got gift cards for products. We've got fabulous items that we're giving away. We're also giving away, can't give away all the surprises, but we are giving away a fabulous facial. And that facial is located in the Palm Beach, North Palm Beach, in its Prime Body Wellness. And they're giving us a facial to give away so that you can have a hydrating facial. So think about how fabulous it would be to win a free facial. I know sometimes many of us would say, I don't have the money to go have a facial. Well, we're giving that away and lots of other prizes. I'd love to see you there. We're going to have cake and some beverages, and it's going to be a good time. We're going to broadcast live, and I would love to see you there. Go to sarahspiritual.com. Register for a VIP to have many entries into our raffle and guaranteed question, be our guest, and also have one entry in the raffle and have an opportunity to ask your question. And we'd love to see you there. So we are going to go back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. So to be sure to get in the queue at 866-972-7247. But we are going to go to the phone lines, and I would love to welcome everyone to connecting with Stacy Holler. Stacy Holler is our astrologer. She pops in at the beginning of every month to let us know what's going on in the astrology. And we are going through some interesting times here on the planet, and I think a lot of people are feeling it. A lot of people are noticing things going on in the world and thinking, why is this happening? What's going on? And so it's really hooking into a lot of us, and some of us are really feeling it more than others. And so we want some insight as to why you might be feeling a little more emotional than you normally do, or feeling agitated and angry, or why you feel like you're in a bit of a rough patch, or why you're sitting there trying to figure out who you are, and regardless of your age, you know, maybe you're advanced in age and you're like, why am I wondering who I am at this age? But there's a reason for it. And there are planetary pulls that bring up these emotions, these feelings, and these ideas for us to reflect so that we can get in alignment with what's to come. So without further ado, we're going to welcome Stacy Holler of Destiny in the Stars. Stacy, how are you tonight? Stacy, are you with us? Do we have Stacy here? Let's see if we have Stacy Holler with us.
I'm on the line.
Great, Stacy. How are you? Good to have you here.
You know, I'm so happy to be here as always, although I have to say I'm a little jealous that I can't join you for the great celebration next week.
Yeah.
I wish I was there, so I will be there in spirit joining you all.
Thank you. Yes, it's going to be a great event, and we're looking forward to it. And we most certainly, since you've been such an integral part of the show for quite a while now, we really wish you were joining us as well. So, Stacy, what is going on with the planets? I realize there's a lot going on. Please enlighten us. Tell everyone why they're feeling all the things they're feeling.
Well, a lot of what we've been talking about, you know, since actually the end of last year, humanity, society, we're all going through a powerful transformation with Pluto in Aquarius, and it's affecting us all around the world. And we're all in a process of figuring out who we want to be, who we are, what's important, what is truth. We have all sorts of energies throwing things at us to make us all really focus on what's real and what we know about ourselves. So some of those energies are not going to let up for a while. But that's why when we want to talk about this month, I really wanted to focus on a change with Jupiter and where can we see some relief and where could we see some opportunities. But the message is consistent that we each have to look inside. And your message about the angels, the best guidance we have is from our own soul and from our angels. So the advice you're talking to us all about is how we need to navigate what we're going through. Your gut never lies to you. Your soul never lies to you. Your angels never lie to you. This is what we bring into this life to help us navigate. And it's the truth that is true for all of us. So some of this is going to be going on for a while. And it's not going to ease up quite yet. But we all are on a path of navigating ourselves, our true selves, and looking really inside, and to your point, the help that we're going to get to what we need to play in this society and who we really are. Now, for this month, you know, when we look at the monthly energies, we'll focus on the full moon in Sagittarius on June 11th, and we'll take a look at the new moon in Cancer on June 25th. But on June 9th, which is Monday, Jupiter, which is the very powerful planet of luck and expansion and opportunities, albeit you have to watch out for too much overexpansion with Jupiter, but that planet is moving into Cancer, and Cancer is all about home and family. So that's the area that will affect a lot of us, of bringing opportunities and changes in a positive direction. Jupiter has not been in Cancer since 2014. So we're going to talk a little bit for each of us. Well, where am I going to get that good luck? What part of my life? So we'll take a look at that. The only other thing I want to point out, Sarah, is we have what many astrologers call a day of miracles, which is on June 24th. And that occurs when the sun is perfectly lined up with Jupiter. So it's known as a lucky day. So start that on your calendar, everybody. Mm-hmm. The day of miracles, June 24th. There could be some really great energies coming to you. But as we always rock around the clock, everybody wants to know, well, tell me about me and what am I going to deal with this month? So should we get going?
Let's rock around the clock. And if I have any questions after we're done rocking around the clock, you know I'm going to ask. So let's see what we've got going on. Who are we going to start with? Aries?
Well, we'll start at the beginning, right? The first zodiac sign. We'll start with Aries. Now, the full moon in Sag for Aries is in your ninth house. Now, that's about travel and learning and philosophy. Time to expand your horizons. Take an adventure. Sag is all about adventures. And when the full moon is there, maybe some interesting trip or some learning experience could pop up for you. Now, the new moon in Cancer is about your home and family, new beginnings. I heard some of your callers tonight, Sarah, were talking about challenges with family. Well, Jupiter should help with some of that this month. Now, you're going to find, as I go through all the signs, that the new moon in Cancer and where Jupiter is going to hit you is going to be in the same area of your life. So a new moon is always about new beginnings and visualizations and what you want. So Aries, it really is focusing on your home and your family. And since Jupiter in Cancer is also going to focus on that, maybe you want to move, maybe you want to upgrade, maybe you want to renovate or get with your family to a better place. Now, Taurus, the full moon for you in Sag is all about your shared resources, money and investments with other people, deep, intimate relationships. So this full moon, release that financial baggage you have, or release the emotional baggage. Now, the new moon for you is in your house of communications, new learnings, networking opportunities. So when Jupiter and Cancer is in the same neighborhood, so to speak, it's also about your neighborhood, your communication skills, writing, teaching, It's also about siblings, Taurus, so you could see relationships with your siblings and people close to you improve. Now, Gemini, and it just so happens that Miss Sarah, happy birthday to you, Miss Gemini. The full moon for you on June 11th is in your house of committed partnerships. So you're going to be looking at your one-on-one relationships. And that house is your committed romantic relationships as well as your business relationships. Now, the new moon is all about money for you. That's not too shabby. A fresh financial start, new income streams could come in for you. And since Jupiter in Cancer is also in your house of money, it could bring you some abundance and growth in financial matters. So focus on your investments and your spending for the long term. Now, Cancer, the full moon for you is in your house of health and daily routine. So the message is balance your work life with taking care of yourself. And the new moon in your chart, it's in the first house. It's all about you, Cancer. Who are you? Who are you becoming? Set your intentions. And with Jupiter right there in that house, it's going to bring you the confidence and new opportunities. So, Cancer, it's the time for you to shine, grow, personal development, get out there. Now, Leo, the full moon for you is in your house of creativity and romance and play and children. But generally for you, the full moon is party time, so get out on June 11th. Now, the new moon for you is in your 12th house. That's the house of reflection. That's the house of hidden, what's behind the closed doors. It's the spiritual house. So, Leos, it's time for reflection, spiritual renewal. And since Jupiter is also landing there, listen to your gut. If you need some help, find the healer. It's a great time for therapy, healing, meditation, looking inside. Now, Virgo, the full moon for you is in your house of home and family matters. So you might get some more clarity of what's been going on in your home and family situation. And then when the Cancer new moon plugs in on June 25th, that's in your house of friends and connections and goals and dreams. So visualize what you want, who you want to be with. And with Jupiter joining hands right there in that house, it's about expanding your friendships and your networking connections and what groups you want to be in. Now, Libra, the full moon for you is in your house of communication. So it's all about information. Release what's not working for you anymore and make connections that can work for you. And with the new moon in your 10th house, that's your career, Libra. And that's where Jupiter is going to be, so you will absolutely have some growth and opportunities in your professional life. The new moon envision where you want to be, and when Jupiter chimes in, there could be a promotion or a new dream opportunity for you. Scorpio, your full moon is all about finances and your values. So think big, plan your finances. Something might just pop in of extra money that day, too, coming your way. Now, the new moon in Cancer is about expanding your experience of the world, your philosophy. It's about travel and education. Jupiter also loves travel, so I think, Scorpios, you could be making some pretty big trips and plans to travel. It's also about publishing or studying something new, expanding your worldview, Scorpio. That's what this is about for you. Now, Sag, the full moon is in your sign. It talks to you to shed what no longer is all about you. What doesn't work for you anymore? And when the new moon comes in, it's about very deep emotional connections and shared finances. So envision what you want out of these very close relationships. And take a look at the folks that you share assets with. Maybe it's time to reboot that. And with Cancer sitting right there with you with Jupiter, it is a time for building joint resources. It's going to bring you some luck. So take a look and make your plans. Now, Capricorn, the full moon for you is in that 12th house where you're going to really be looking inside. It's a time to really tune into your intuition. Listen to your gut. A meditation time for you on that full moon. The new moon is in your house of committed relationships. So envision what you want them to look like. It will bring new energy. And especially with Jupiter also in your seventh house, you're going to feel better about your partnerships. You're going to be able to build stronger alliances with business relationships and can deepen the bonds of your close romantic relationships. Now, Aquarius, full moon is in your house of friendships and communities. So when you find that some of your friends don't show up for you, those are the ones that needed to go. And if people are going to appear after that, they're the ones that you need to bring into your life. You got to figure out who is there with you to help you with your goals. Now, the new moon for you is about your daily life and health routines and work daily projects. And with Jupiter in Cancer right there, focus on your work and wellness. Stream your schedule. Clean up that house. Make those appointments. You're going to be able to make a lot of progress there. And then Pisces, the full moon for you is in your career house. So you might get a new opportunity or a promotion or something type of recognition could come your way. The new moon for you is in your house of creativity and fun, romance. It's also the house of children. So if you're planning to expand your family with Jupiter in Cancer and the new moon in Cancer, that's what you want to start visualizing. You want to pursue and get your talents out there. Pursue that person that maybe you know your heart flutters with. It's about inspiration for you. So Jupiter is going to bring us some relief and some pleasure. All energies, though, Sarah, go both ways. Jupiter, we're also cautious, don't overdo it, because Jupiter loves expansion. But it is known to bring luck and opportunities. So pay attention, everyone. There are areas in your life that are going to help you navigate all of this. And every month you get to envision areas of your life that the way you want it to be. And it's very powerful. And then listen, as Sarah tells us all, to the signs and the angels. And we'll know that we're on our right path once we're on our way.
Beautiful, Stacy. Sounds like the full moon and the new moon are going to be shaking things up and giving people an opportunity to find their heart's desire and to create abundance and really recognize what's working for them and what's not. So it sounds like an exciting time for all of us, and especially if we haven't had this placement since 2014, that's a great look back point for everyone to wonder where were they in 2014, what was going on in their life, and look how far they've come, and really kind of set their intentions for this full moon and the new moon so that they can create a next new step for themselves for the rest of this year. Well, we appreciate you, Stacy, taking the time to share time and space with us and all the information for all the different astrological signs. And those of you listening, if you'd love to connect with Stacy for your own personal session with her and find out your planetary placements and how they impact you, go to destinyinthestars.com and you'll learn more about Stacy and the work that she does, and you can book your personal session. Stacy, we appreciate you. Thank you so very much.
I love being with you. I look forward to speaking to all of you next month and bask in what Jupiter is going to bring you all.
We will bask.
And have a fabulous time next week.
All right.
I will be watching.
All right. Thank you, Stacy. We look forward to connecting with you next month, and I know you'll be with us in spirit over at the Expedito Center next Wednesday night for our live 16-year anniversary show. Thank you so much, Stacy. Have a great night. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Sarah. Bye.
Visit Stacy Holler at destinyinthestars.com.